Back to now to a story we've been following all morning. Security fears in Europe and a spike in U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. Are they related? Multiple reports this morning say terrorists based in Pakistan were in the planning stages of some kind of simultaneous Mumbai-style attacks in Germany, France, and Britain. It's based on the interrogation of a suspected German terrorist in U.S. custody. And from U.S. officials, we learn that the escalation of drone attacks along the Pakistan-Afghan border may be an attempt to disrupt those alleged European attacks. Joining us now is the Washington Post's national security correspondent, Greg Miller. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So, first of all, would it be possible for this connection to exist? We're getting sketchy reports that maybe the drones are being used to disrupt a terrorist attack that other reports say might be already in progress.
Yeah, no, it's clearly that is clearly one of the purposes of this significant uptick in the drone strikes in Pakistan. There are other purposes too. I mean, the U.S. is under pressure to try to bring down the violence in Afghanistan, and so they're also attacking the Haqqani network, which is responsible for a lot of that violence. But you know, many U.S. officials are saying that one of the main purposes is to try to suppress this plot that's underway targeting Europe.
So this represents a fairly significant evolution of the drone program, which began because the U.S. was very hesitant to cross the border into Pakistan for political reasons. Then it's become sort of one of the tactical tools as part of the Afghan surge. Now we're talking about something that's much broader in the war on terror, an attempt to disrupt an ongoing plot.
That's right. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of the drone program, you would see a strike, and then you would see nothing for weeks, if not months. I mean, it was very... it was very selective, and we've never seen anything on the scale of what's happening in Pakistan now, with at least 21 strikes over the past 3 or 4 weeks. So it's almost sort of an extension of military power, and I mean, I think that we're hearing they're still doing sort of precise targeting, but the idea that you could use drone strikes in Pakistan to head off a plot targeting Europe thousands of miles away, it's a new use for this program.
Well, it's also a new sort of portrait of international cooperation on the war on terror, which is pretty interesting in and of itself, but let's talk tactics very briefly if we could. We've heard some suggestions that if you target suspected terror camps in Pakistan or in Afghanistan, that there might be an attempt to communicate with tactical operations in Europe. Intercepting those communications could produce arrests and apprehensions. Is that sort of what you're looking at?
Well, I think that's what they're the details on this plot are still a little murky based on what I'm hearing. But yeah, there's a good question there about do they believe that they are hitting targets in Pakistan where the plotters are still being trained and prepared for this attack, or are they just going at the command and control network in an attempt to disrupt whatever entity of Al-Qaeda is coordinating this effort farther afield?
Are security officials anxious that this response get out in the sense that, yes, we're on top of it, or are they really actually concerned that tactics are going to be leaked in some way and that security will be breached?
Well, I think there is high-level concern. There have been high-level briefings to the president here in Washington and to senior members of Congress for the past couple of weeks, and I don't hear anybody saying that they think the threat has passed, although I think they think that these attacks and these precautionary measures have been effective.
Greg Miller, Washington Post national security correspondent, on the sketchy reports of a link between drone attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan and a suspected terror plot in Europe. Thanks, Greg.